T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I had Dan Marino on earlier. And Central Boy, obviously, talking about Joe Emanuel, the coach. He was also a math teacher. A very important role in our lives. He's had a massive stroke. He's had a busted shoulder, had a hip replacement. He's in rehab right now in a physical rehab facility, trying to learn to speak again and walk again. He's isolated. It's tough. We're trying to raise $25,000 on the GoFundMe page. Go to my Get Marty page, Get Marty, and click through on the GoFundMe page. I know he also had an influence on Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive. These coaches and teachers meant a lot to us. Did they not, Fitz?
They did. I mean, you know, a time in your life when you're, you know, trying to figure things out and learn things when you're in high school, and, you know, having a good mentor, a good teacher like Mr. Emanuel was always very helpful. And, you know, I actually also kept in contact with a lot of folks throughout the years. So, you know, seeing Joe, seeing Mr. Emanuel as adults is always different when you see a teacher that you, you know, saw when you were in high school. But just a good guy.
All right, Fitz, let's get to these numbers today. 246 new cases, right?
Yes.
5 deaths?
Yes.
Okay. Can we talk, obviously we can, about these numbers?
Yeah.
Folks are kind of frustrated about this. And let's just use today as an example because there was a lot of frustration about yesterday. So reporters get these numbers and they hear them. Oh, no, 246 cases, 5 new deaths, fine. But the positive cases go back 2 weeks. They just do. And the new deaths all occur between 6 and 12 days ago. And the ages are between 77 and 91 years old. There's a certain level of frustration about the data because the shock value, the number, just kind of hits you. But if you analyze it, it's the value might be different. Would you agree?
I absolutely would agree. And I think the problem is you're getting data from so many different sources. It's almost like election night, you know, when you're trying to gather, you know, vote totals from different precincts or whatever. The different health departments, state, local, are trying to get this data from all these different private labs, public labs, UPMC, AHN, Rite Aid, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, sometimes the data comes at different times and they turn in data in different ways. It is frustrating. It's frustrating for the health departments as well. But you really do have to look at not just the raw number. You have to look at all the other things that go along with it. You mentioned the deaths. It typically happens on a Wednesday that it's a higher number, but you might have one death on Saturday, no deaths on Sunday, no deaths on Monday, et cetera, and then you'll have 4 or 5. And probably what it was is just it was spread out a little bit. So you shouldn't necessarily be alarmed. Now, if we have 5 tomorrow, 6 the next day, 10 the next day, that's a whole different thing. Same with the cases. So the cases to me today, 246, obviously that's a high number. We're over 200, which has been a significant thing for us. But we had over 2,900 tests. So it's 8.4%.
And they're 6 to 12 days old. So someone sees this number, Fitz, and they think this just happened yesterday, but that's not accurate.
Not always, correct.
Right.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And just because you get the number 3 days later doesn't mean you just discard it.
No,
you don't
sir.
Just say, well, we don't count it. You still have to put it into the cumulative total. So when the health department, both state and local, make their determinations, they take all that into consideration. I mean, they look at all that in addition to the contact tracing, the case investigations, where did this occur, what are the ages, what are the hospitalizations, what are the severity of the hospitalizations, you know, as opposed to an ICU versus a standard hospitalization. So all those things are taken into consideration. I also think the state is doing that. And my understanding is there will be some sort of an announcement later today from the state talking about some statewide implications. I don't know that it'll be any great shock or anything like that, but I think there's going to be some tweaking around some of the things that are going to be going on.
I'm hearing there are going to be new restrictions. Is that accurate, sir?
There could be. I don't know that it would necessarily affect Allegheny County. But I think in some of the rural and surrounding counties, there could be some limitations.
Oh, okay. So, you know, the number that kind of, and people pick on me, say I'm diminishing the value of COVID. I'm not. I'm just trying to give folks perspective. In Allegheny County right now, UPMC's thousands of beds, five people on ventilators, only 2% of the beds are filled with COVID patients. To me, that's a telling number. Is it not, sir?
It is a telling number, and that's exactly right. And that's, you know, one of the good things about this region is we have a large level of capacity of hospital, you know, both ICU and hospital beds. Now, again, we like the fact that we do have empty beds, and we want to keep it that way. So, but if you look again, and you look at some of the states, they call them the terrible trio,
right?
You know, where they're actually now putting people in hallways. They're,
yes, sir,
you know, they're bringing refrigerated trucks in there to deal with the bodies. We don't ever want to be in that position that we're dealing with Florida and Texas, Arizona, California, some of those other states that are dealing with that. So yes, right now we've leveled out or plateaued the number that started the spike a couple of weeks ago. We still want to see it at least stay there and hopefully start to come down. Because, again, right around the corner is school, and that's something that also is something that I think, you know, we certainly could see some cases go up then.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, no children in this data, which raises the issue of why should parents be freaked out about sending their kids back to school? I would do it. I'm more concerned about teacher health. Actually, they could get sick, right?
Well, both could get sick, but chances are for younger people, it's not going to be as potentially severe as it is for folks that are older. Right now, students have a little more, young people haven't been in places like bars, for example, where they could probably get the spread. So when they go back to school, then they're going to be in contact with a whole lot of people, and it's how they, you know, do they wear their masks? Are they keeping socially distant? You know, all those type of things that we learn about. So that dynamic is liable to change as we get into late August, early September, when all these kids come back to the school buildings.
School districts around the country canceling. I just think that's a bad idea. I think it's a horrible idea. Don't you think they have to be back in school, Fitz, if they want to be?
My sense is they should be back in school. Obviously, you've got to have a very detailed plan,
right,
and you've got to make sure you implement that plan.
Yes.
That becomes the key.
Yes.
You've got to enforce, you know, if you got people that want to go rogue and don't want to wear their mask, quite frankly, you're going to have to be tough and say, you got to go home. And that's a hard thing to do, but I think those rules are going to be, if you're going to be successful with this, people have got to follow the guidelines of our health professionals.
It's the nursing home issue, analogous to the nursing homes that took care of their patients and employees had no cases. The ones that didn't had cases, they're going to have to do the same thing with schools. If they take care of business, it'll be okay. If they don't, it won't.
I think that's a very good analogy. You're exactly right. You know, the nursing homes have made sure that their employees were, you know, came in and got their temperature checked, and, you know, where did you go on vacation, all these type of things, as well as the students in this case or the residents of the nursing homes. Yes, if it's done right, you can be successful. It's when it isn't done right that, you know, you get problems. And it goes fast. The problem with this thing is, you know, it wasn't that long ago when the states in the South and the West were doing just fine. And it happened very quickly that it got out of control. And that's what can happen with this virus.
Rich Fitzgerald, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Marty.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.